Tá, show, fala. Ok, cover você. Okay. So let's take a look here in the packet. Page 10. At Heichem, Birkas HaZimun. Nachman Oman Nevarach, Sheishis Omer HaZan. Name Katar Itani. Because Hamadun Shnaim Ushlosha says Rashi, Ka'amim Shem Shneim Brachos, Ka'amim Shalosh. Kesed, Shehem Shalosha, Hem Shalosh Brachos, Shem Shnaim Hem Shneim Brachos. So what does that mean? Look at Tosfos. Hey Rashi Shnaim Yochin Shloshin Lazima. She tossed the parish cane. The God who could precious. The Yachid Potem Mibirka Sazon, she the Raisim. Hov Koi. A Birka Sa, a mind knock at Loshan Zachar, Shnaim Shlosha. I'm a Minka at Loshan Keva. Shnaim Shosh. Kat near Pirish or Raf Alf. Mas the Koi Abre Adam. Whereas, what does it mean, Shnaim Shosh? Rashi says sometimes you say two brachas, sometimes three. Kesek shehim, shlosha him shalosh brachas. Because if you have a zimun, it's three brachas. Shehim shnayim, him shnei brachas. Because if you hold that a zimun is the first bracha of benching is part of the zimun, so that means that if you don't, you're not doing a zimun, then you start where? Where do you start benching?
Second
no delicha. You start the second. Oh, wait, you start.
It depends.
Right.
It's at
right, because the.
No delicha.
A hechen brick is a mezra of Nakhon on the Varach. At Hazan.
The Varach.
So which bracha won't you say? Which one? What's the first one? Hazan is over. So you start where? No delicha. So, right, in other words, if you hold that's part of the zimun, so if there's no zimun, then you start with no delicha. Right? So that's what it means. Birkas HaMazon, sometimes it's two brachas. It's no delicha and what? Rachem. And sometimes it's three brachas when you have a zimun. Then it's hazan, no delicha, and rachem. So Tosfos says doesn't like this pshat. Because that's only lefi shitas Rashi that explains that hazan is part of the zimun. Doch Gadol, but Tosfos doesn't like that. If you look at the previous Tosfos, Birkas Hazan is a daraisa. Everyone has to say it, even if you're not doing a zimun, right? Like Rashi says, if you're not doing a zimun, according to that day, you don't say the bracha of Hazan. So he says, Perish Rashi Shnayim, the Yachid Shlosh of the Zim, the Fish, Tosa Perish Kane, Doch God look at the Fish, Ki Yachid Potter Mibirkus Hazon, Ki Doraisa, Or how the Kai and Birkus are my Nachad Losh and Zohar, Shnayim, Shlosh, have a little bit cut. Have a little bit Losh and Kava, Shnayim, Shlosh. Right. Kach near Pirsha Rav fast. The Rav Alfos, the Koi, and Bnei Adam. That two or three, probably Shnayim, Shalom, Shalosh, how many people could say, there was, say you want to have one person say the benching for others. Could you divide, like you're talking about the lady, they divide up the lady, right? So they could divide up the Birkas HaMazon, who's going to say it? So how many people can you divide it up? You want to give this person, you say this bracha to say for everybody. You say the first bracha, he'll say the second bracha, third bracha. So he says, Birkas HaZimun, Mishnayim Mishlosh, B'nei Adam, Hechad Shekol Echad, Eim Yodei, Ki'im Bracha Akas, Lamando Mishnayim Mishlosh, Kasover Anazam, Tom Birkas HaZimun Anazam, Shemavarach HaTzof, Yeah. Sometimes you can do it with two people. You can divide benching up to two people. So you can do it in three people if there's right. Sometimes you can do it with two people. Sometimes you can use three people. Kavala chatzayin ein levarach kim echad ein yodea kim achetzi bracha. But lechatzayin ein levarach ima echad eino yodea ki ima chetzi bracha. But you can't do half a bracha. You can't say you do first part of noda and someone else will do the second part of noda. So sometimes you can do it with two people. You can split the benching, have two people. Between the two, you'll cover the whole benching. Because you have what? You have three brachas. So you can get two people to do three brachas, or you can get, right? Or you can get three people to do three brachas.
Or one person.
But you can't have more than that, because you can't divide one bracha. So that's the Gemara in Brachas Vav Ben Aleph, and the Tosis Dibur Hamaschil Laman. Now, so comes the Chazon Ish, page 15. First of all, the Rabbi Kivay, the Katan Makadish L'Isha, who then you give a Shana. Okay, keep going. So, Rabbi Kivay Gashit that we learned last week was you could split up a bracha. Right? In other words, you could have somebody make Birkas HaMazon, and then, like, the woman's making Birkas HaMazon for the man. And she'll pause when it says Al Brischa Shachsabda, and then everyone else will say in that line. She can't say that line, she's not chayv. So you can split it in half. But L'chara, it's against the Tosis. Because Tosis said that you can't split Birkas HaMazon into more than three people. Because if you can have four people, and we're not assuming the fourth bracha, that's a Rabban. So you have three brachas, Hazanas HaKol, you know, Dodelcha, Rachem, those three. So you can get three people, you can get four people, but the question is why not? According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you can say Chatzi Bracha B'Shomer, so you can divide. So that's the Chazon Ish's Kasha. Tzarchi Megmar Brachas. Skima Poskim Vodat Rif. V'Echad Yodeh Bracha L'Shleim Ma'im Mechalkim Bracha Achas L'Shtayim. So that was his kasha. They do. That was his kasha. Last week we shomer koneh from last year. It was Thanksgiving, and today we just continue. Bezer Hashem, next week we'll go back to Svara. So Rabbi Kivege has the Chazon Ish has the kasha of Rabbi Kivege. Because according to Rabbi Gevager, you can be able to take 10 people. And that's like the word of Shech says over from the Satmar Rebbe. You know, the old ways, when you went to a wedding 50 years ago, you didn't have what they have today. You called six people. You get the first bracha we give to them. Then we call the second bracha. Third, that's a new, it's a modern shazach that they do today. That we call up to... I mean, it's good or bad. I mean, it happens to be that people are connected with a lot of different people these days. So I'm going to call up. But that's a modern thing, this idea of you get the first bracha, and then you get, well, even the first two brachas. Then you give someone else the third bracha. In the old days, it was one person, or they would have one person do the first six, because there's smucha l'chavrta, and then someone else do the seventh. I'm not telling people you shouldn't do that, because I think it's a good thing that b'zman hazeh, that you mechabit different people, so I think it's a good thing. That's why I'm a big believer you should split up the first two brachas. Because this way you can give an extra kibbut out. Not like these people that they don't split. And then, it's more of a din, you can give another kibbut to somebody than say, oh, we'll have to be machbir, we can't split the first two brachas. That's my sheet. So when you get married, you can split the first two brachas. One second.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have shtei saros, he's a cotton even if you're 13.
Was that with the last week? Of Ravina or something?
Yeah.
Chazaka Ravina?
Okay. Well, so let's see what Chazon Ish. So you see Beferish that it says, according to Tosis, that you can't split. Berkas and Mazel Berais is three brachas. So you can get three different people, each one can make a bracha for everybody. But not four. But the question is, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that you could say, you could say Chatzi bracha b'shmiya, Chatzi bracha b'aniya. So then you should be able to have even more than three people say Berkas and Mazel. That's the kasha that the Chazon Ish has. On page 17, look at the stipler. On page 17, he says, Moran Chazon Ish, the bottom. Hiksha al zeh v'hadin v'vur the schema toisiv zaposkim v'perish harif al pi Yerushalmi she'bevachim shnayim shlosha anoshim heicha shekol echad eino yodea el brach achas aval o yoseh v'fi she'el v'arach atzoyim v'shabatev v'edim chatzi brachim lekad din shomek oda. 18. The nearly Yashiv, the very Hagon Rav Kiva Eger, the Emes, Lomar shall mitzas bracha leka din shomek ona tosha. He says, why can't there be shomek ona and mitzas bracha? There also teva shalom yishma meyashatz and they shanar and makim. Like by, if you were by Megillas Esther, right, and there were too many people clapping by Haman, and you couldn't hear it from the balkorin. So what are you supposed to do? You say what you didn't hear. You have to say it in the context. So don't you see beferish that that you could have part of it? You can combine kriya and shmiya because part of it shomer tov and part of it you're saying. So don't you see beferish? Those from teva shalom yishma meashatz they shana ori makim mesa hamad yomer also teva satzmo mashna fil chatzi pasuk. Right, even a chatzi pasuk, you could say, yotzi b'shmiya v'chetzi hasheni b'kriya. Not mishaper dami. So what's pshat in Tosis? Vazos nir la niyaz naita la gedr hukach. The takkanes chachom hu she'in o de motzi es chaver o kena motzi omer dover sholim. You need a dover sholim. Well, eilu yochol o mechatzi bracha b'shvil lehotzi es hacherim. If the Kore is reading a Dover Shalem, Vam Bavach Bavach Bracha Shleima, as Yesh Lepetar Shalotzi Achayim. As Afilim Achayim Yirtu Latzeis Rachatzi Abracha. Whereas this is the word. The Kore has to say a whole thing. He has to say a full bracha. Now, you didn't hear the whole bracha, so you could say part whatever. But it's a din in the Kore. The Kore has to say the whole thing. Now, if you miss part of it, you can make up. So he says like this. Okay, he's saying a vort. Rabbi Harari is giving me faces. He's giving me faces because he's not happy. He's not a happy camper here. But let's see. First you have to know what the stipler said. That's the first thing in life. You have to know what the stipler said. Then you can mefalpo. I bet the stipler. That was one of the exclusive I had. I bet the stipler. Huh? Yeah. The stipler, he felt Shekhinah in the room. I'm telling you. The whole room was full of Shekhinah. You don't always feel that. So when you go into the room with the stipler, you felt Shekhinah in the room. So he's saying like this. What was Rabbi Kivanga's word? In other words, I could say Birkas HaMazon. A woman could say Birkas HaMazon. And she'll pause and he'll say part of it, you know. But then the Shomea might miss part of it, or, you know. But he wants to say that if you can't just say, let's split the bracha in half, and only say part of the bracha. In other words, I can't say, in other words, in the old days, Birkas HaMazon was through Shomek Oda. That was the whole way that there was a theme. That was before people started spacing out. So therefore everyone has to say their own Birkas HaMazon. Prior to spacing out. And that's all has to do with technology. Because now people, you know, space out. We were still. So if you're going to have somebody say no delicha, and you're going to listen to him with the first four lines of no delicha, and then someone else can say the next four lines of no delicha. So he says, that you can't do. But if he says the whole bracha, and you miss part of it, that you could do. That you could do. So Rabbi Harari is saying to me, what difference does it make? Either you can say, either you can, with Sarif, it's Pashut that we have a concept that if you, in the Megillah, you didn't hear part of it, you can, so part of it is going to be Shomea, part of it is going to be, you're going to say it. So then how come you can't get someone, so Tosis holds, that you can't say, you can't split up a bracha.
A guy can get up in the middle of the Megillah and read the rest of it, read the rest of it. So the guy didn't hear, he's going to get up now.
The guy didn't hear what?
The guy didn't miss the word, right?
He missed the word, so he's going
to
mash.
Let's assume he gets up to the Amud, he replaces the Balkari and lays from here to the end. So you're going to say that he doesn't work?
Sorry, should work.
That should work.
Right.
This type of thing, not only is the guy who's laying the whole thing, actually laying the whole thing.
Because Rabbi Kivanger could say that you could have, you could be yotzi with somebody, they'll say half the bracha, but you could, like Rav Shechter said from the Sabra Rebbe, you know, oh yeah, that's why I got into Vol. You know, the Sabra Rebbe was making fun that they give out the brachas. He's making fun of it. So he says there's going to be a time when you're going to get boo and he's going to get rich. Burich. So you're going to give, you get the boo and you get, Muhammad you just to say boo. And then Muhammad you to say rich. So he's making fun. Like that they're giving the Mechalik all the bracha. So there's going to be a time, he said, that you'll get boo and he'll get rich. It's a good word.
Something,
they say
machzimim
also, and then they say
from where? One say from where he made the mistake, or one say from the beginning of the problem.
Yeah, so.
So, where he made the mistake?
Try to ride back to the west side. Yeah, so he says. He says, Nir Dicholim, then he writes here, he quotes from another sefer, Kutras Poseh Dvarim. Dicholim lehotzi gam chatzi bracha. Kol din shomei toni ofim mehala. Hu omba bracha bo, vehem omri bracha Hashem. Hashem Hashem, we can't lo shomei kona. Chasim havu luchatzai, chatzi posim, mishmiyam chatzi b'amir. So he said that's only if the Chazan himself said Baruch Haba and said the whole thing. He only said Baruch Haba out loud. And then he said the whole rest of the thing. Whereas, so his word is you have to say a whole bracha. Now I could choose to use part of, in other words, I have to make Baruch Hashem Kei Baruch Olam al Mikra Megillah. I have to be able to say that whole bracha. Now if you didn't, but if you want to say, hear part of it, you want to choose that part of my bracha you're going to be Yotzi Shomei Ka'oneh, and part of my bracha you're going to say yourself, that you could do. But in order to have a concept of Shomei Ka'oneh, the Kore has to be saying the same, the whole thing. Now it could be Rav Harari, the answer to Rav Harari's question is that by a bracha, you need the full bracha. Because it's not shayach to, a bracha is a shleimus. It's a whole bracha. And if you don't make a whole bracha, then you don't have, I can now listen to part of your bracha. You understand? So you can, Avad, you can divide Mikra Megillah into many parts. You can have 10 balkoris. But if you're going to have Birkas HaMazon, if you're going to have, you have to realize no things, there's only one person articulating. So if we're going to divide into five parts, you're going to get
Hazan, no devil split into two, and Rachel into two, and only one person is safe. So he says that you don't do. So if the split a bracha in half, you don't do. Well, even Rabbi Akiva Eger meant to say that if one person is doing the whole thing and you're only taking part of his thing, but you need the basis of the whole bracha. The Harari is still not happy, but...
Yeah, because it depends on the lumpness of Shemekwain. It's as if you're melting the words. So
right.
How much you...
Oh, so we'll see, we'll see.
If it's the other way, it shouldn't be anything.
So that's what the stipler is... Well, let me ask you a question. In the case of Rabbi Akiva Eger, you see, the woman was leaving out Brischa. So even there, but that's different because the woman, she's not chayiv in Brischa. So she can leave out those things, but basically she's saying her whole bracha. So it's still a full bracha. She's saying a full bracha. But she, you can't have this idea that one person says half a bracha and one person says another half a bracha. And then I'm listening to half from him and half from him. It doesn't work. One person has to be saying the entire, and then the entire bracha, and then if I don't hear part of it, I can be mashlim. This is a very interesting yisod. Yeah, Yair Shlita. You could, because that's not a bracha. That's not a bracha. That's just that's the lane. That's psukim. So we could, psukim is different, or at least a whole pasuk. You have to at least, because he's saying Baruch Haba L'Shem Hashem. He said the whole pasuk. He just. And Gomer Lats will call a pasuk. It's a Dover Shalom. So a bracha is a Dover Shalom, and a pasuk is a Dover Shalom. In other words, you can't have a. He's saying you can't have one. The Nafkamina would be, could you have a Balkore reading a half a pasuk, and then have another Balkore read the second half of that pasuk? I say Megillas Esther. What do you think? So he's saying no. But that says you so. That, in other words, to be motzi somebody, you have to be saying a davar shalom. Even though the recipient is only being makabel part of the davar shalom. But he has to present the davar shalom. You hear Rabbi Avram? What? Yeah. That's what he's saying. And he explains it in the Avni Choshen on page 19. He explains the stipler. This is a good word, Rav Harari. V'chilus Yaakov mivayah kavanas Rav Kivir the machkotav Yerushalm shall yichalek chatzi bracha who mishum shalom chal chalos bracha al chetzio. Yep shalom mara chatzi bracha shalom yichalek chalos bracha meila shalom yicholim latzeis bo sharei ena bracha. Kol zerak shem mivayah mivayah chatzi bracha Like I have Shomer Kola Bracha, but Shomer Einu Rotzon. Let's say Pitel Shomer El Achetzio Bevadai Mahani. Shomer Kevish Amavarch Omer Kola Bracha Shapil Chal Chalos Bracha Lea. Lachen Bekochol Hotzi Gam Chatzia Bracha Mitam Shomer Tovne. So that's the pshat that no one can go ahead and say I'm going to say the first three lines of no delicha and be motzi you, and then you'll say the next, because it's not a davar shalom. What do you say? I think that's pshat in that tosis. That's pshat in the tosis. And Rabbi Kiveger is just saying that, but once he's saying a davar sholem, then you could take from his davar sholem for whatever you need. Now the Chazon Ish says you can't even do that. The Chazon Ish disagrees with Rabbi Kiveger. What does the Chazadish say? Let's take a look. What does the Chazadish say? Let's find the line of the Chazadish. Well, he disagrees. Sorry, Ian. Right. In other words, he has the kasha on the Rebbe Kiveger. How can you say Chatzi Ibrahim? So the he says on page 20. He says, "Usvaras achazanish." He's giving you the he's going to give you a pshat here. So is that Chazanish? The angel sees Chazib Bracha Mishmiyah. Kem Shem Bevach Bevach Kol Bracha Yishlof Taras Bracha. Mir hat zwar de lame in yoch wat is ich hat sie brach ba mir hat sie brach beschmir. So he says it's like gidud chamisha mit chitz chamisha. This is where we gidud chamisha mit chitz chamisha is found where he start for law. Say for example, you have a say the tilas yadayim, right? How do you do the tilas yadayim? You take a cup and you pour. But there's another way of doing the Tilas Yadayim. You know what, Rabbi Avram? You know the other way of doing the Tilas Yadayim? Is going to the mikveh and dunking your hand under the mikveh. So what if you want to do Hatsi the Tilas Yadayim with the Tilah and Hatsi with the mikveh? Should you do half your hand with the dunk and half your hand with the... So that's the whole sugya gittin. But when you have two tracks of... say for example... when you bring a get, right, you have to say b'fadeh nechtam, b'fadeh nechtam. So that's a way of verifying the signatures. But the real way of verifying the signatures, you have two edim that are made in the chasimus ashtaros. So could you have, be made on half of it through b'fadeh nechtam, b'fadeh nechtam, by one signature, b'fadeh nechtam, b'fadeh nechtam, and the other signature, kiyum shtaros. In other words, are you able to, whenever there are two tracks,
So there are two tracks to do the Tilas Yadayim. So normally, if you do the Tilas Yadayim, or you do Tilas Yadayim. But could I do half of my hand with the Tila and half of my hand with the Tila? That's the Gemara and Gittin. So if you hold, you can't. So you want to say, maybe that's the Pshat by Shomek Oneh. Either you've been saying the bracha, or you Yotzei Shomek Oneh, right? Either you're doing it through Amira or Shmir. So you're saying the bracha or you're hearing the bracha, whichever way you want to do it. You have to choose one. But you can't say half the bracha you're going to... So if you're being Yotzei Kiddush, if you're being Yotzei Kiddush, and the woman, or you're benching, and the woman is going to leave out Brishchad, and you're going to say it, so that won't work, the Chazanish says. Not like Rabbi Akiva. That's one possibility he wants to say, to explain it. Then he says, maybe not. Maybe the Chatzi Bracha is nothing. Well, the I mean, the Ritva's word, you want Chabura, Birkas Chabura.
Yeah.
He's
going to present you.
He's part of the Chabura.
For a Davar Shalim.
I don't see, but I don't see why that should make a difference. Yeah. The Shalim does that make a Chilim?
I don't know.
That's the Shalim. Okay. Okay, but that's the
words,
the question is, you want to do the Tzil Sedayim. So, could you do like this? On this hand, can you just pour in half the hand? Because really there are two ways of doing the Tzil Sedayim. Just doing the Tzil Sedayim the whole hand. Or just dunking it in the mikvah. So I want to do half my hand with the Tzila and half my hand do
when between. When you want to be Mitzarf, and another way of being Mitzarf is if you need three on each hand, so you do...
No, that doesn't mean that. Because the fact that we do multiple is not so simple.
You're doing one time.
Because technically, if you use a revius, you really only have to do it one time.
Okay.
If you use the TLC die, you use for a revius. And especially the cups we have today, except for the sheet of Saravid, that you always pour twice. But if you don't know what sheet that's arrived, and if you pour once and it's a revius, then all you need is a revius. But then you get another way of the Tzil Sedayim is just dunking your hands in the mikvah. That's it. So the question is, can you do half your hand through the tila and half your hand do through tefillah? So that's the whole sugya in the second paragraph of Gittin. So he wants to say here, they have to show him that maybe that's the idea of the Chazon Ish. That you can't be bitzdarif half the shomek oneh part, and part you're saying, part you're hearing. But
But I like this teretz better than what you said. So in other words, the idea being that a bracha has to, you have to say a full bracha. If you don't say a full bracha, it's not a shame bracha, but a half a bracha. So you need a full bracha, and then the person listening can either choose to be yotze with the whole bracha or at least part of the bracha. But to make a chilek that, you know, the Ritva is the famous thing, or Soloveitchik was into that. When you're saying Shomer Ka'oda by Birkas Hamaz, it's not really Shomer Ka'oda, it's one Chabura, served together.
He's representing you, yeah, for that
Brach. But you have to know where that comes from. It's a Ritva. A Ritva.
Where is it?
A Ritva. Brachas.
Yeah.
We'll see.
It seems that you were shouting the name of the fellow here between the Tarot and Yom Kippur, at least the way it's been operated, between, if I would
yeah. Okay. Rabbi, I apologize. I have a bris to go to. You know, the halacha is when a bris is nidcha, so you see when this baby was born on Yom Kippur. It's born on Yom Kippur. It's more than 8 days now. Holidays. So, but it just got out of the hospital last Sunday. So you go 7-24 hours periods from when it got better. So, and then you can do the bris later in the afternoon. So say you got out of the hospital, for argument's sake, say 12 o'clock. So then after 12 o'clock today is when you can do the bris. You can't do the bris earlier. In other words, you normally, we say always you do the bris early in the morning. If I can, if you do early in the morning, it might be called a mazman. So that's why I have the bris now. So we're going to have mincha now, and then I'll go. You need to ride to the west side. So west side. Anyone needs to come to the west side?